your CBA mobile.
For PXB.
Well, Mr. Lloyd, what are you up to today?
Just finished three remote calls real quick before, since they put him in at like 5:20, we leave at 5:30, and then so now I'm on the way to the house. And like I said, went out, had like two calls actually on site, and then a whole bunch of calls remote.
All right, so when you say remote, what does that mean?
We use a remote software that we can connect to that person's computer and control it as if we were there.
Okay, well, well, that sounds good. I mean, for you anyway, sounds like work to me. I'm headed to the Publix is my one of my grandmas used to say that. They always put the in front of wherever they were going.
My grandmother used to do the same thing. It was just too funny. And also I get a kick out of it because my daughter that's 27 does it, and my daughter that's 5-year-old does it. She goes, "Ow, what?" And I'm like, "Ow," or "No, what?" And it's like, it's just, too funny.
We used to sing this song about Noah, and every time one of our girls would say, you know, "Noah," like they were saying "no," and we'd start singing that song. Oh, me. And they, I think they grew up disliking that song. I just can't imagine why.
In Gerald T.
neighborhood. Oh, I'm sorry. Tom, how are you, sir?
That's one. You must be feeling better. Hi, Lloyd. Well, did you guys ever listen to Lawrence Welk? And he follows up everything with an as a general rule.
He would say a one and a two and a...
Yep, I do remember watching Lawrence Welk and seeing the bubbles come out on the stage. And it's too funny watching it.
He uses that after introducing somebody even. It's just kind of tickles me. He's on every Saturday night at 5 o'clock on ETV, channel 29-1. And I always love to hear him, if I can possibly remember when to turn it on.
Of course, the one. Okay, I didn't have a choice. But anyway, I got to jump.
Your last transmission. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yep, I've got Charter Cable on. I'll see it on the RFD station every once in a while, and I'll flip it over there, let my daughter that's 27 see it, and my 5-year-old one day, and they're going, "Where's all the color?"
There's all most of them, Lloyd, and I dearly love the costumes and the music that they do. Is it's music, not like this crud they got nowadays.
Yes, it was definitely in color, but it you can see on TV now. They also have Hee Haw, and they really got a laugh out of that. They're going out of the silliness of the jokes and just the way that people act there.
NBC in living color. Dave, if you're back in, go ahead. Better home. Dave is not feeling real good, and I warned him about that excessive heat and playing tennis, and I think it caught up to him, unfortunately. And I hope he survives it okay, because we don't want to lose got one that's pretty sick, on his way to recovery, hopefully. We don't need two of them.
Yep, I truly hope he gets better. I'm not sure if, and if I heard of any of the guy named Richard that was lives out there in Simpsonville. I hadn't heard him in a while, that he was, you know, I know he stayed, you know, he was bedridden for a long period of time, so I just wasn't sure. I hadn't heard him on the net for a while. Do you know anything about him?
Wonderful guy. I think he was in a wheelchair, but I'm not certain of that. But yes, you're right. And Dave Watson's been getting treatment, and just hate to see it. But when you get to be our age, it's pills and bills, Lloyd.
Yep, I remember people saying that now the older you get, people describe themselves on, you know, what ailments they have or what medications they're on.
I know you do it for a living, but someday, if you're up near where we live up here, I'd be glad to pay you whatever your going rate is to come down here and load a program. I'm afraid I'll screw it up. It's just a program called OmniRig, and install it in my computer so I can get my band scope going again. I don't know how, and Rusty hasn't been able to do it, but he didn't know in his defense that we had to have OmniRig on this computer. It's brand new, so I lost it when my laptop went out, and I can't get the radio to communicate with the computer. But Bill in 4IQ said you got to have OmniRig installed. And I'm leery of that, you know. I don't want to download the wrong thing. It's called OmniRig 1. But if you can't, that's just fine. I just thought I'd ask if you'd be interested in it.
Yes, sir. Definitely not a problem. Just let me know when, and then we'll go from there. I'll look you up on the QRZ, or you can take down my number now.
Well, let me get this pencil out here on my dry erase pad that I copy call signs on. Yeah, go ahead with that number, Lloyd.
864-385-9856.
Got it. And mine, which I don't know if you're able to copy it right now or not, Lloyd. Let me know.
Negative. I'm on the parking lot of 385. There's obviously been an accident. It's all three lanes have stopped, but I am in behind the wheel, so I don't have a means of writing anything down.
I appreciate it, Lloyd, and I'll give it to you someday when you're out there. I've been meaning to talk to you anyways, but like I said, I'd be glad to pay you to do it, and oh, I'd love to have it left to download. Because I already got the SD software in there for the radio, but you needed that, and I got a little YouTube on. You got to create an INI file, which I don't know anything about, but the guy said you could do it in 15 minutes or less, so I'm sure you'd grasp it real quick. I don't think it's anything high end. I'm 76 years old. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that's truly not a problem. Just you can text me on that number, your information, what days are good for you, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I hate to ask. I was trying to get everybody else that I knew that might be able to help me, and Rusty, he come out and, like I said, he didn't know it required OmniRig to be in there, and Bill told me. And it's called HDSDR is what's in there. And the whole screen and all the frequencies are showing. But Bill said, no, you got to have OmniRig in there. And I looked it up on YouTube, and I just don't feel I'm capable of doing it. I'll let you go, and you be careful out there, Lloyd. There's certainly not any rush on, and I'm still able to operate fine. It's just that that Manscope was something I really, really enjoyed. And my radio is a Kenwood TS-590SG, and they don't have that capability, but I still can get most anything I want. But when stations are working split and that, and there's a big pile up, and I'm working Morse code, it's really a handy option, I'll tell you for sure. All right, Lloyd, take care, and I'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR Clover. It's your final. Be careful out there.
Yeah, just any time, just let me know, and have a great day. It's KO4PXB.
Yeah, and everything's good on QRZ, Lloyd, so no problem there. 73's N0TR.